How you guys doing? Good. Got in safe this morning, and then it was a great practice today. I thought our guys, you know, this is a great facility that we've got here at Penny Hill, and a great opportunity for our guys to get out there, kind of put the final touches on our game plan, and then tomorrow we'll walk through those adjustments and different things like that. But guys did a great job, and I've really been impressed with our team's ability to handle the last week with all the traveling we've done. They've just kind of continued to just go about their work in a very business-like manner, but still allowing themselves to have fun doing it. And that's a credit to our team and our players, but it's great to be here, and we're excited.
Any injury updates on Mark Barron? So
really the guys that, you know, Mark is going to be questionable. He was limited today. And then Cody Davis is going to be doubtful for the game. Everybody else was a full participant, and they'll be ready to go for the game.
Sean, how'd the flight go last night, and did you yourself get any sleep?
Well, my red eyes say no. So I tried to sleep for a little bit, started off sleeping. I felt like I was sleeping for about 3 hours, and then I realized it was only about 30 minutes. So I haven't gotten as much sleep as I'd like, but it was similar last year when I was in Washington. We traveled on a Thursday, and then I was able to get a good night's sleep tonight. So, but I think our players did do a good job of being able to get some rest. I was really impressed with just their tempo and their energy in practice today, and that was encouraging because it's more important for those guys to feel fresh than me.
Sean, we've just spoken to Michael Brockers, and he says if this team plays with a swagger, it's because of what you coach them out on the field. So what do you tell the guys when you're out there practicing, and what's the attitude you want them to go out there with?
Well, I think, you know, we've got a lot of players that have a nice confident swagger about themselves, and Brockers is certainly one of them. And, you know, I think the thing about football that's so fun is we've got a great group of men in that locker room, and they're bought in. They understand that there's an approach that we want to take where it's very serious business-like, but you can still have fun and enjoy doing that. And we've got a lot of confident individuals, but we know that we've got a great challenge ahead with the Arizona Cardinals coming off a big win against Tampa. Always had a lot of respect for Coach Arians and the way that he's led, and then going against them when I was in Washington last year, especially just defensively, I think Coach Betcher does an excellent job. So it's going to be a great challenge. I know our players have a lot of respect for this team, and looking forward to competing against them on Sunday.
Sean, Todd just said that it didn't make sense for you guys to have to come to London to play an NFC West opponent, especially the Cardinals would be a 45-minute trip. Do you have any thoughts on that?
Well, what I think is, you know, you look at the support that London and you know, that the league being able to kind of continue to develop and build that relationship, it's been a great opportunity for the league to grow and just be able to have the NFL outside the U.S. And certainly I think just what Todd was talking about were some of the challenges just from a semantic standpoint of getting out of your rhythm and your routine, just traveling. But the fans have been great. He'll be the first to tell you that. It does offer a great opportunity to compete in a different place. But, you know, if you said, ideally, would you want to have to take an 8-hour flight? You know, that's not ideal. But I think we're very excited to be here. The fan support and just watching the excitement that these games, not exclusive to this, but all the games, you know, now that there's more being played here is a reason why. And it's a great opportunity for the NFL platform to continue to grow nationwide.
Sean, Johnny Hecker and actually the Kickers are among your most popular players over here. What has Hecker meant for your team this season?
Well, I've always been really impressed with Johnny from afar. And then as soon as you meet him, you know, when I was fortunate enough to get the job, Gary, just the way that he handles himself, you know, very mature beyond his years, got a great way about himself. And then obviously he's been a very productive player. But you can see he's a leader. Guys really, you know, they're drawn to Johnny. He goes about his business the right way. And then he's got a great personality, very intelligent person. So anytime that you sit down and you talk with Johnny Hecker, you always leave, you know, feeling good about yourself or feeling like you got something out of the conversation because he has that wisdom. But when you match up great personality, great person, and the great production as a player, I think you get a special combination of things, and that's really what Johnny Hecker represents for us. And it's easy to see why when he comes over here, he becomes a popular player for us.
Coach, has this been a special opportunity for you to essentially be around these guys and for them to be around each other and have that bonding and that camaraderie for basically the last 10 days? Like, what have you enjoyed the most about this?
Yeah, I think that's really it. You know, it's really offered another opportunity to have kind of a similar camp atmosphere during the regular season. And I think you guys can see it. The one thing that we're very proud of is we are a connected team, and we want to stay connected through the good and the bad that you inevitably face through the journey that, you know, an NFL regular season takes you through. But we've got a great group of guys in that locker room. It's a real credit to them. And Anytime that you work with people and coaches and staff that you like being around every single day, these opportunities, you know, you're able to enjoy them. And it did make the Jacksonville week, you know, being able to get the result that we want certainly made that a little bit more enjoyable as well. So great challenge, and hopefully we can find a way to get our fifth win.
I just wanted to ask how you got into the sport. What drew you in, and is that still what draws you in?
Yeah, you know, well, I was very fortunate to have a family background in it. And you know, what you realize, especially the more experience that you gain, is what a small network of people are involved in the NFL specifically. And my grandfather's reputation in this league was imperative for me to be able to get in when I did with Coach Gruden on the Tampa Bay Bucs staff. And I can't say, you know, how fortunate I feel to just be around some great coaches that were willing to invest in me. But I think the competitive nature of the game, being part of something bigger than yourself, those are things that I've always been, you know, in love with the game with. You know, going back to when you played and then when you transitioned from finishing your career in college to getting into coaching, just being around that competitive atmosphere and, you know, working every single day that is all geared towards trying to find a way during those three and a half hour that window of time to try to get the result is what's exciting. And you know, each week presents a new opportunity and a new challenge, and that's what you love so much about this game.
Sean, you guys come here as the NFL's highest scoring team, but your offense the last three games seems to have had some problems getting into the end zone. What's the cause of that, those problems, and what do you think has to happen for it to change?
Well, I think the first thing is we've played some good defenses. You know, we don't make any excuses, but you give credit to those defenses. They've done a nice job. And then really it just goes back to execution. And I think one of the things that our players have done is they're going to continue to look at themselves critically, just like we are as coaches. And anytime specifically to the offense with my involvement, you know, it starts with me, and I got to do a better job of making sure that I'm putting our players in those situations to have success, and then they've got to execute. But I think you look at it over the last couple weeks, you know, specifically with really Seattle, and you look at the Jacksonville, there were some different things that took place throughout the course of the game that we feel like are correctable. I thought the Jacksonville game, what was encouraging about it is when you have such a great contribution from your special teams to score two touchdowns, Greg ends up hitting a long field goal early on in the game. The defense settled in after the long run by Fournette. It's really about playing efficient football and not really worrying about, you know, how can we win the football game. And I thought our guys did a good job adjusting to that. And we were pleased as a team playing complimentary football on a road atmosphere against a team that had taken the football away as much as anybody in the league. For us to have that one turnover where Telvin Smith made a great play on Robert Woods. But I thought Jared made good decisions. And then when we had to that last drive to end up going up 10, I thought our offense did a very good job of just being efficient, running off clock. We had a couple huge third down conversions in that drive. But it is about scoring points. I think when you look at us being in the position we are, it's a credit because the defense and special teams have also scored. So we've got to do a better job offensively of producing touchdowns. And, you know, we'll see if we can do that on Sunday. But it's going to be a great challenge. Arizona's been a very consistent defense over the last handful of years. And I think James Betcher does a great job.
Sean, this is obviously a very different team now to even the one you took over and became head coach of. Are you surprised by the success you've had so soon?
You know, I think to say you're surprised, the thing that's unique about this team that I think you feel good about is we just take things one day at a time. And, you know, it's hard to really kind of step back and see what you've done. I think those are great things that you can do after the season. But what our players have done an excellent job of, whether we've gotten, you know, whether you're coming off a loss like you are in Washington and Seattle, or whether you're coming off the wins that we've had, they respond the same. And they know that there's things that we can improve on and get better. And we talk about focusing on that daily improvement and daily excellence. And I think our players have really bought into that, never being satisfied, but having a positive, resilient mindset, regardless of whatever the outcome has been, being process driven. And I think when you do that, you give yourself a chance to sustain some success over time. We're in the process of it. But again, when we've got a great coaching staff like we do, great players that are willing to buy in, you know, you feel confident in your ability to try to get the results that you want. But we are taking it one day at a time. And I think that's the thing that we've been pleased with our players and our coaching staff.
And can you talk to us quickly about how you prepare for a team with two players that maybe one day will go straight into the Hall of Fame in Larry Fitzgerald and Adrian Peterson.
Yeah, very special players. You know, as a fan of this game, especially as an offensive coaching background, you know, you watch Adrian and Larry, they're two of the best at what they've done for a long time. And I think that consistency is the truest measurement of performance. And you're talking about two players that I believe are going to be first ballot Hall of Famers because they've consistently delivered. When you look at Larry Fitzgerald, the thing that you're so impressed with is always just been really impressed with the person, the way he's handled himself. But then you watch the way that he competes. He does everything. He's competing in the run game, does a great job. You know, they get him involved in screens. He's got some of the most aggressive hands, and he can run all the routes. He can make plays down the field, intermediate, short, and long. There's nothing that Larry can't do. And in crunch time, that's who they're going to, and he's delivered throughout the course of his career. He's a special player. And then you look at what Adrian's done, another great person, but what a great competitor. You know, his first game there, I think it says a lot about him to be able to go for over 130, a couple touchdowns, always been one of the more natural instinctual runners that can go through you, can make you miss in the hole. He's got that explosion, and you know, it's why he's a great player. So I think it gives the defense an extra incentive to be ready to go. And anytime you go against a great offense, and Carson Palmer's a special quarterback as well. So they've got a lot of players. It's why they've been so good offensively, and they've got a great system run by Coach Arians. So our defense has got to have a great opportunity to go against them, and I think they're excited about the challenge.